I'm going to read two poems tonight. The first one is dedicated to my friend Kathleen Kirby Jones. We've been friends since we were 5 years old. Can you believe that? And it's only 20 years, but you know. Okay, this is for her sister, the widow. She seems smaller than I remember. Her hand shakes as she reaches for mine, her black hair now white and cropped. After 55 years, she closes the door to her home in Florida. Everything stays, even her computer and the crystal bowl of wrapped chocolates on her blonde coffee table. She tucks an address book under her arm, picks up her suitcase and a plastic grocery bag holding peppermint lifesavers, a tube of red lipstick, and four packs of peanut butter crackers, the only thing she will eat on the train ride back to our Pittsburgh origins. If she wants to cry, she doesn't. Without a glance backwards, she steps one last time into the gray 98 Corolla she has given to her sister. Can't read anymore. This is a little bit different. Dear anxiety, did you honestly think we could go on until death do us part? How long did you expect me to swallow those purple pills while I waited for your fit of rage to subside? We both knew the time would come. I want a divorce. The children will be shocked, of course. I give them to you. You'll be more comfortable with our son, control at the will. I want to drive myself. No doubt our daughter, Charity, will tend to your needs. That's more than she did for me. Did I tell you our dog, Guilty, ran away? You should know I'm giving the Salvation Army your things, your compulsive yes, your familiar worry, your unfounded fear. I suppose you'll want to visit me on occasion. Okay, but please don't stay too long. I'd like to start a relationship with Relax. Uncover secrets kept deep inside rivers' murky waters. Find the wisdom of bees murmuring under my bedroom window. Hell, I may even write a poem. So. Okay. And now I'd like to introduce one of the longest members of the Squirrel Hill Workshop, a dear friend, a wonderful poet, and an extremely good teacher, Shirley Stevens.